is there judicial corruption in Monterey? I had 100 people come to that seminar. And when I started the seminar, I told everyone there, now, at the count of three, I want you all to start talking as loud as you can and tell me specifically what has happened to you. And I go, one, two, three. Blah, 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 blah. I go, whoa, okay. I've got your point. I didn't hear a word you said. But now, let me do this. At the count of three, I want you to say, it's them. Oh, one, two, three. It's them. Get my point? Every one of us that have experienced corruption by attorneys, by judges, by district attorneys, by public officials, all have our individual story. I have my individual story, and my individual story is so well documented by court records, by tape recordings, that there are some boys here in Monterey, I'm sure, trying to count out the days to their retirement and trying to figure out if they're going to retire for pension or not. Some people might say what I have is a vendetta, and to those people that say that I have vendetta against these individuals, here's what I got to tell to you. Go to hell. Because you know what? When a person has been wronged by another individual on the other side, truly wronged by an official that you know has taken an oath to do exactly opposite what he did to you, you should have a vendetta against that person. It's your responsibility to have a vendetta against that individual as an American citizen. Now, this vendetta is not a violent vendetta. This vendetta is making sure that you bring that other individual to a court of law and to justice. But before I could get into that court of law, what I found out by speaking to all kinds of people across the country, the courts of law you go to nowadays are not true courts of law. They're kangaroo courts. They're controlled by the judges that whitewash other judges and by attorneys that are not willing to expose the wrongs of other attorneys. Why? Because I have in my recording banks and I can play them for you at any moment, but I do not do so at this program today. Other listeners have heard them before. They'll say, well, I can't do this kind of thing because I will be punished by the local judicial community. I will lose my job. I have judges sitting on the bench that I've met with. Of course, I have a good taste in the judges' minds not to meet them publicly at a restaurant that we can be seen at. But in our offbeat locations that we sit down and talk, the judges have told me they really respect what I'm doing and they applaud me. And when they retire from the bench, they are going to make sure that they tell everybody about these crimes that are being committed. I go, wait a second, Your Honor. This is a time now to stand up where you're at on your bench and tell people out there in this community, in Monterey, and across the nation about the things you know that go on. The response? Well, you know, I can't do that. If I do that, they're going to ruin my career. They will absolutely crucify me. I said, well, I could disguise your voice. They just know that the minute they hear this attitude that I'd be the one that leaked that information out. That story is not only indicative here in Monterey, it's that way all across the country. And what AttorneyBusters.com set out to do was set out to be a beacon, a flare, a forum for these judges and attorneys, the good judges and the good attorneys out there. And I know that many of you are listening to my program right now because our response to my program has been tremendous. As I build my program, the whole idea was to provide you the public forum and the ground cover and the initial firepower to make sure that other judges that are corrupt and other attorneys that are corrupt do not squish you down. And that is what I am doing right now.